a wooden chair. Normally, when we think of wooden knobs, what would you imagine? Maybe it is a velvet and creamy note of sandalwood, dryness from cedarwood, or something earthy and damp from patchouli. But in this scent, a wooden chair, I want to associate it with sadness. When you're sad, do you have a place to go? Many of my friends go to a whiskey bar, choosing a good drink and meeting someone to talk to. But when I'm sad, I prefer to be alone. You know, that kind of heart-drenching sadness, the kind you can't share, I think we all felt it. At such times, I often found solace on a wooden bench in a park. If you never sat alone in a park, near Notre Dame Cathedral and Old Park Cafe in Saigon, watching tamarind leaves fall, you're missing out. Imagine your sadness like those leaves. When they're all gone, so is the sorrow. There are so many leaves. Rain rarely visits when I sit on that park bench, but when it does, it's unforgettable. What am I doing here? Why did the rain come now? Will I get wet? Oh well, I'm sad. They say wood holds memories. So if you leave some sadness there, the wood will absorb it for you, easing your burden. If you sit there long enough, counting the tamarind leaves, maybe sadness won't come again. Your mind will get busy counting leaves instead. A wooden chair carries the deep emotions I poured into it, a fierce sorrow not yet faded. That was me in that moment, befriending my sadness and frustration, regretting that I couldn't do better in countless scenarios. But I'll be okay. Next time when I return to that bench, perhaps I just enjoy a cup of tea, watching the grounds, not sad anymore.